Ladies and gents, welcome back to the Inspiration Space for the first of my quarantine catch-ups, where I simply reach out to somebody that I know who's been on the show before, some haven't. I'm also speaking to a lot of my best friends just to see how they're getting on in this crazy scenario that we're all going through. I've encouraged you all to really look within yourselves and try and assess how you're feeling, you know, what you can really get out of this whole process, what you can learn moving forward. And I thought this would be a really good idea to get the ball rolling on that, and whoever is listening to this show at the moment. The first guy that I have on the show today is a guy called Robbie. He's a good friend of mine. He operates under the Lean Student Chef on Instagram. He's a really big guy in the space. A lot of time for Rob. He's a very, very self-aware dude. And we had a really great discussion all about how we're feeling, what we've learnt, and how we're using this time to look for opportunities and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, get stuck into this, guys. It's a banger, and hopefully you will get something out of it.
Hello, mate. Great to see you. What people probably won't know is that we've done one of these recently and my recorder broke. So let's just have a laugh and giggle about that. But it doesn't really matter, because it's always great to have a catch up with you. And I think what we're talking about is really important. So I was looking forward to getting back on doing it again. It was more of a release, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, completely. I was going to say, it's almost like I get another hour of free therapy with you. Which is ideal.
A bit of therapy. So yeah. Cool. I think, let's get straight stuck in, really. I mean, what we started talking about was essentially kind of your mindset when this whole COVID-19 pandemic kind of broke out. It was a very interesting time for everyone involved, really, because everyone was so uncertain and unsure of what was going on, really. There was no... It was so unprecedented, like nothing like this has ever happened to any of us. So we kind of didn't really know how to act. And I think it's like, obviously you're in a similar boat to me, is that you run a couple of your own businesses, and obviously I'm interested in run F45 Circus in Soho. You know, it was weird. It was just a weird time. So I'm just kind of interested to kind of hear what your mindset was during that kind of the outbreak of everything going on, and kind of what happened with you during that initial period.
Yeah, I think the key word there is uncertainty. And the first sort of iteration of my thought, I'm sure you had the same, was my personal uncertainty. And it was very hard to separate that from the fact that everyone else on earth has the same uncertainty right now. So my initial response was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I personally am in real trouble here, / I'm going to need to pivot big time on what I'm doing to try and not make this work for me, but make myself work despite this, if you see what I mean.
Sure.
So my initial move was to stick my head in the sand and hope it blows over for about, honestly, about 24 hours.
I thought you were going to say 24 minutes.
Yeah, honestly, about 24 seconds. No, for about 24 hours, 48 hours, in which I felt anxious, which is not something I've really experienced before in terms of like anxious. To the point where, I mean, this probably sounds really minor, and it makes me really empathize with and understand more people that do suffer with anxiety. But this is major for me, to the point where I literally had to get myself out of the house, and I had to go and just be by myself and go for a walk and have a proper like think and mull. And that sort of set off my mulling process a bit. So then I spent a bit of time really thinking, okay, what can I do here? This is happening with or without me. And there's no point me sort of compounding my stress. And I'm better off thinking, what can I do? Even if it doesn't financially help me, what can I do that's going to make me feel better and make me feel like I'm doing something to try and alleviate the problem that was brands have all pulled out of brand deals. My marketing agency's obviously slowed down big time because clients are just pushing things back. And came up with the home fitness plan, which we then spent 2 weeks, well, a week, 10 days, building and editing, my girlfriend, Natalie and I, which is basically a month of, home workouts that take 20 minutes, need zero equipment, loads of recipes from my sort of catalog of recipes, which I already had. And that was the sort of the thing that I thought, right, I've got my Instagram page with X many followers that follow me for sort of fitness and food content. And then I've also got, obviously, my girlfriend who does a similar thing on Instagram, but differently. Like hers is a lot more sort of lifestyle. She's a fashion designer, so she's, I would readily admit, a lot cooler than I am. And yeah, so we went about doing that, and almost like I said to you at the start of this, that our chat was pretty therapeutic. That was actually quite therapeutic, to be just not just stuck at my mum's with her, which is where we were stuck, and where we still are stuck. This is Wednesday we got here. Yeah, so it was almost therapeutic to actually be like, right, okay, cool, we've got this almost like a challenge together to get done by X date. Let's just get to work and do it. And that completely took over life for 10 days, which was great, you know. And if that had led to nothing and nobody had signed up, yeah, it would have been disappointing. But I would have looked back on the 10 days working with Natalie and thought, well, we did what we could, and we did something, you know, to try and help our followers to have a bit of routine, to get their mental happiness, physical happiness.
I think that's, you touched on it at the very beginning, the key word there is just pivot. And I think in this time, for a business owner, for anyone really, I think that's the mindset which has kind of separated people that are really, really struggling with this. And if you are struggling with it, there's no issue at all. It's completely understandable. And the people that kind of... they've been very extremely proactive, and like they've managed to pivot whatever situation they're in. So like you said, you've literally just got up after 24 hours and you're like, look, how can we approach this to one, keep ourselves in a good mental space, and two, to try and help other people around you. So for you, my God, somebody just drove past me in a, what looked like my car. That scared the crap out of me.
They're just pivoting.
But exactly, but also helping, like I said, the people that, for you, it's your followers. You've got what are you on now, like over 70,000?
50 something, let me have a look.
50 around there. But it's, you know, it's your responsibility in a way to pivot and do what you could for them to put them in a better headspace. So we're in a very similar situation. We don't obviously have as many, but you know, we had firstly for us to keep ourselves sane, we had to pivot to, we moved everything online as well, and also it felt like a responsibility to be that point of call for people to look at and give them structure to their day and to give them something to look forward to and something to keep them, you know, mentally positive. So it has been just the most fascinating time, and something that I really have thought about even since I last spoke to you is I've never seen humanity like it in a way. I mean, the importance of a community is just something I live and breathe it at the gym, but I've never seen it more than it is now, which is fascinating.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what your numbers are, but you must be in the thousands your community of people that are bought into what you're doing, F45 wise.
Yeah, I mean, like, we've, since day one, we've had, you know, over 1,000 members in and out, kind of, across the two. Obviously, if they were all stuck around, we would be, you know, I wouldn't be driving a car, I'd be driving a helicopter. But, you know, we've touched a lot of people. I mean, the online platform is, you know, it started very well. I mean, if we're not on 1,000 yet, but, you know, it's about the quality of what we're doing, and that will grow over time, but it's more just doing something for that community and giving them an avenue to you know, get involved and to get that structure back in their day and give them something to look forward to. And I've no doubt that it will grow massively now as we kind of put the processes in place. But, you know, it's that proactive pivoting, which I've been so impressed with, by not just me and Tristan, majority of my major thing that I've been impressed by is the way the team has reacted, to be honest. I think they've really like stepped up, and I think that I've learned a lot as a manager, as a leader, and I've never obviously been put in a situation like this, but the way that the team has reacted has blown my mind, and I'm so proud of them, the way they have developed. They've almost developed in the space of 3 weeks as people more than anything. I mean, they've just taken responsibility. Like, it's incredible.
Yeah, You know, the interesting thing, I was chatting to a friend who's been furloughed. A couple of friends have been furloughed. And we had a great chat. He's a really close friend of mine. And he's one of those friends that whenever you finish a conversation, you always have food for thought. And you always think, yeah, I'm going to go in, I'm going to do that. I'm going to think about that. Which is a really lovely sort of friend to have. I'm sure you've got the same with a couple of friends. And he'd been furloughed, and his initial response was like a real sting. It was, I can't believe that that's happened. He felt like his boss had taken it lightly, the actual sort of what's it called? The sort of pending pandemic, and how it was growing. And funnily enough, this sounds really sort of a friend of his is his dad is Sir Patrick Vallance, who's the scientific advisor to the PM. And he so obviously he had an insight of like this is going to be really, really bad. And he said to his boss, this is I think it's going to be bad. And his boss had been like, honestly, we'll be fine. Like, don't worry about it. We'll be fine. And then a couple of days later, he said, oh, things are developing a bit. What are you thinking? And his boss was like, honestly, we're really going to be fine. I really wouldn't worry about it. And then his next conversation was, we're going to have to furlough you.
Fucking hell,
Yeah,
bless you.
so you sort of you look at and this is a guy that he really likes. He sees it as a friend, and he's like, I love working with him. And a big part of the reason I said that was because of your talking about your staff and how they've really sort of dug their heels in and up their game. That will be partly as a direct result of leadership from you both, I'm sure, but it's also human resilience. Like, people are actually pretty incredible. I mean, going back to the same example, Harvey, who's the guy I was talking about, he's now starting a sort of job agency, but for furloughed people. So it's more like a volunteering agency. So it's like, okay, people that are furloughed, let's see if we can fit you into things that you want to help with and ways you can do.
That's a
Which is which is
pivot. It's a pivot.
that's a massive pivot. I know. And then and the thing the whole reason I started this in the first place was because it came down in my head to a sentence, which I've actually written in a big long post that I'm going to do soon. I need to just sort of finalize it, of looking back on this and thinking that's when it started, you know, rather than thinking that was the end, that was the beginning of things getting worse, and thinking, do you know what? I never would have done that thing had I not been forced to pivot, like you said, and had I not been forced to make a decision that moves me in a different direction.
For
And
sure.
one day, hopefully, you look back and yeah, and you think, oh, that was a fucking horrible time, pardon my language, but that's when it started.
Yeah, I mean, it's so true. Like, look, at the end of the day, this is horrendous what's going on in the world, and you know, I really do wish it wasn't happening. But we haven't got a choice now. We are in it. So it's now about addressing that mindset and how we can be positive and how we can actually look at this almost as an opportunity for something else. So, I mean, like we did touch on it the other day, but there are opportunities everywhere, you know, and you know, there are things that I actually am so grateful for that this time has given me as an individual, as a business owner, as a just personally. It's given one, number one, we've for the first time been what, since, well, ever. I mean, ever since we left school, we've been given a period of time where we don't have deadlines, we are not, you know, we're not rushing. Our environment isn't heaping tons and tons of pressure on us. We have been forced to slow down. And when have you in the last, since you've started all the stuff you're doing, when have you actually had time where you have time to yourself, everything, you have a moment to align what's important to you. You have time to get the big perspective on one, what's important, and two, how you want to go about stuff going forward. Like, for me, that's the number one thing that this time has given me. I've been forced to slow down, and I've actually taken a step back and gone, actually, who am I as a person? What kind of person do I want to be? How do I want to do it? And going forward off the back of this is what I'm going to be doing, X, Y, and Z. I mean, when's the last time you had that opportunity?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a great question.
Ever.
I don't know.
Ever.
Yeah, I mean, since traveling, probably after school.
Yeah, exactly.
But the I mean, the amazing thing about it is it hasn't even needed to be a conscious effort, because like we said a minute ago, like, you're forced to do it, and there's so many sort of you constantly read, like, you need to slow down, you need to give yourself a chance, you need to give yourself a break. I've read that probably 1,000 times, and every time I thought, I do, I definitely do, right, I'm gonna do that.
You never do.
never done it. Yeah, and now, like you say, I have, because it sometimes takes you to be forced to do something to actually realize. In the same way, I think workspaces, people are going to be working from home so much more. People are going to be using Skype, Zoom, video so much more, because there's so many positives to it. I mean, environmentally, people don't need to travel as much. People don't need to fly as much. People don't need to waste time on the tube, which makes them probably feel a bit more depressed in a dark ram tube every morning. That sort of constant battering that the world does on you.
Current intensity.
And intensity, which in the same note, which builds your sort of shell to the world. I mean, everyone is, by product of their day-to-day grind, is a bit more insular than they probably would be, is a bit more closed off to people than they probably would be, because you have to be. Like, you have to be like that. And people say, like, oh, Londoners don't say hello, they're rude, they're this, they're that. And it's yeah, that's completely true, but it's because that's kind of the way it is. You see what I mean? And now I think people will be at home. People will be, I'm chatting to friends on the phone, like, pretty regularly, chatting to friends in Australia, chatting to friends that I never made time for before.
Yeah.
Because not because I thought it wasn't important, but because I thought, I've got to do this, and then suddenly it's 10 p.m. I've got to go to bed.
It's so true. It's like, for the first time, I know, because we touched on this again, like I said the other day, but we're feeling present, you know. Like we were saying, we feel very present, we feel calmer, which means that we're actually enjoying the small things and the company of others, instead of being going from A to B to C to Z, you know, throughout the day. I mean, like you just said, I know you're an early waker, and I know how many things you've got going on. It is so easy for 24-hour periods just to go like that, you know, and you probably, a lot of the time, by the time you get to bed, you almost maybe couldn't just simply address, you know, some of the conversations you had, because you're always thinking about something else. And I'm exactly the same. Like, the amount of times that I probably get to the end of the day, I'm like, you know, actually, did I have any quality time with my parents? Did I actually have a quality conversation with one of my friends? Or was I just thinking about the next thing? So, I mean, that is something that, being present is something that I've been extremely grateful for as well, for sure.
Yeah, hugely. And there's no doubt, I'm completely the same. I'll have conversations. I think even if we'd recorded this a month ago or 2 months ago,
you'd probably be looking at your phone.
I'd be thinking. I'd say something. You'd start talking. I'd listen to the first couple of sentences, then think. Yeah. Then my brain would think, "Oh, I need to do that. Oh my God, don't forget to do this. Oh, you have to reply to this person." And then I'll note it down, and my to-do list suddenly goes, and it's this huge, unfathomable beast that I'm not going to get through today. So I'm have to get up earlier tomorrow and get back to these things. And then the same thing's going to happen tomorrow. And now it's been much more of a case of, I need to think about that. That can wait. It's fine. Yeah. And then
easier
suddenly...
easier to prioritise.
Completely. And then you're not waking up in the morning thinking, oh my God, I've got so much to do today. You're thinking, okay, well, whatever I've got on that list, I'll get as much done today as I can. And then tomorrow I'll get back to it.
Yeah.
Which it's is so just, true. Which takes just, it's this huge weight off your shoulders that you kind of realize, like, the only person that's been putting that on my shoulders is me.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been reading a book. I read a book recently all about time management, and God, you don't realize how long 24 hours is in terms of fitting stuff in. And when you really do prioritize the things that really matter, like you said, it's those little things that go on your to-do list that heap so much pressure on you that could probably be done next week or the week after. And it's a mindset, but it's that busy environment, this culture that we live in, this society, that makes people like me and you kind of just like frantic messes also sometimes at periods.
Yeah. And we touched on this the other day in terms of that sort of to-do list mentality. And I'm the same as you, I'm sure, in terms of, I'll think I need to do this, and then I'll start doing it, and like, oh, I need to do that. And then I'll start doing it, think I need to do this. And then suddenly I've got sort of five different roads all leading in different directions that I'm trying to jump from. And the further down each one I go, the harder it is to jump between them. So then suddenly none of the roads get travelled if I stick with that sort of concept.
Go on, sorry.
No, what was the book called that you read?
It was called 168 hours, actually. So, I mean, it's really interesting. Okay. I mean, to be honest, there were some chapters that weren't particularly relevant to me. It was actually written, it's written by a lady in a sort of 40s, 50s who has a family. And it's essentially, a lot of it is how you kind of, you know, people who've got families and businesses and how they manage to do all this amazing stuff. Mm. It's all about how you categorize your time. So, I mean, some of those weren't relevant, obviously, because I don't have kids or anything like that. But I'm someone who I find myself to think I'm relatively busy. But what one of the interesting things is she talks about people claim that they, you know, a lot of people claim that they're working 60 plus hours a week. But have you ever logged your time? So basically what the main thing out of this bit, which I learned is that there's a tool, you simply break down each day hour by hour across 7 days. Obviously that accumulates to 168 hours. Log your time, actually log your time. One thing this does is it makes you see actually where you're spending your time. And two, it makes you accountable throughout the day. Actually, what am I doing here? What am I doing? Am I working? Does this classify as work? Or is this something else? Am I simply wasting time? So if you did this whilst you were in a normal day to day, outside of obviously this COVID situation, I guarantee I would go at the end of the day, I would go, oh, I worked 12, 13 hours today. However, now what I've been able to do during this time is actually think, is this work? Is what I'm doing now work? Actually, is it? Or am I simply messing around talking on the phone to somebody? You know,
yeah.
You know, at work, when I'm at the gym, realistically, I will probably be there 12 to 16 hours a day. But out of that, what is quality time that I'm actually moving myself forward and being productive? You know, could I spend 5-6 hours at the gym, leave the gym, and then go and properly get stuff that I want to get done for the week outside the gym? You know, it makes you think about all that kind of stuff. And it's actually taken being forced, like we said, to be at home and being with yourself and actually breaking down and getting a bit of perspective to kind of see that. But you know, it's been a very interesting exercise in itself, for sure.
It's a really interesting one in terms of with me, like my sort of work life is different to sort of the sort of 9 to 5. Going into an office and being at work, so like you say, I mean, what is work? Like, are we working now? I don't know. I suppose
that's
sort of,
it.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, that's really interesting. Anyway,
I mean, the other thing was as well is it makes you think about. So one of the things she suggests is to really break up areas you want to. spend your time doing, you know, and that comes down to kind of your identity as a person, as your values, you know. I put down, you know, leisure stuff, you know, obviously socializing with friends and enjoying that stuff, you know, having you know, an enjoyable time, obviously work, you know, fitness, health and fitness, you know, family time. Those were the main four, really. And it makes you then, after you've done one of these, by the way, I'll send this link, you might like it.
Yeah, great, anyway. Thanks.
It makes you look at the end of your week and actually you could count up the hours that you've done within the 168 hours, and then you can obviously make that into a percentage. And it's like, fuck me. I'm someone that claims that I value my family more than the average person. You know, my family is so important to me. But I'm spending four to five hours. Obviously, it's a bit different now because we're in
isolation. Get out of here. I hate my family.
Yeah, it's like, it makes, you know, 4 or 5 hours out of 168 hours. You know, that's great. Obviously, you're sleeping a third of the time, but, you know, it's incredible. And that kind of stuff, I love. I love seeing data. I love looking back and reflecting and being able to see something on paper that really kind of expresses where you are in your life. Do you know what I mean? And I thought it was just a very useful. I mean, I learned a lot of things. I mean, one of the questions I want to ask you today was, you know, what one or two things have you really learned about yourself during this time? I mean, obviously this is a time which isn't like no other, but you probably learned tons of stuff about yourself. Just a grab my water.
Yeah. I mean, I think we touched on this the other day, obviously. The big thing is that feeling of always needing to do more. You know, I'm sure you have the same. I am someone that thinks, I always think I should be doing this, I should be doing that. And I deliberately tell myself not to, but I can't help but look at what friends are doing, look at what other people in similar spheres to me are doing and think, why am I not there? Why am I not doing that? Yeah. And this has forced me to sort of think, actually, no, I don't need to necessarily be doing more. I just need to be doing what I'm doing well and doing it to the best of my ability. And then once that's done, or once that's sort of up and running, on to the next thing, on to the next task, not the next thing. So I'm not sort of just doing on 52 different weeks of the year being different people. But yeah, and that sort of sense of not thinking, right, what next? What should I be doing next? And thinking, like you said yesterday, like taking an hour for a coffee or going for a half hour walk and not thinking, right, I need to crack on with the next task, thinking, right, I'm going to go and have a nice walk now. Nice. I like that. I like that. It makes it feel good. Great. And it goes back to sort of what you said of what are your priorities? What do you actually want to do? Not what do I feel like I should do? And they're very, very different things. Well, they are for me anyway.
100%.
And yeah, and that's the big thing I've found of what do I really want to do? I mean, I've watched more series than I've watched before partly because the weekends don't involve going out for dinner or going to the pub. They just sort of sitting at home and watching series in the evenings. But then for me, like my day-to-day into weekend has become very similar. Like I'm enjoying doing quite a lot during the day and then having sort of after dinner from, let's say, 8 p.m. onwards, just chilling, maybe watching a couple of episodes or something. And just thinking, right, cool, I had a good productive day. I enjoyed my evening. On to tomorrow. Not thinking, God, I was doing this till 10 p.m. My brain was racing. I got into bed. And then I kept having to, which I guess you probably do the same. I'm about to get to sleep and then I think, oh, need to note that down. Oh, need to note that down. Oh, need to note that down. And then suddenly I've got all these things that are, the moment I open my eyes in the morning, I'm thinking, yeah, boom, check that list. Let's get moving. So yeah, it's that, well, I suppose it's being present, which is what you said earlier, and being just more finger on my own pulse rather than trying to think, I need to keep my finger on the pulse of what's going on always. Actually putting my finger on my own pulse more.
Yeah, no, mate, I 100% agree. I mean, it's that time management thing again, I suppose. It's like, yeah, I have started just having my coffee in the morning instead of getting it to simply just give me a jolt and get me up and, you know, bring my cortisol levels, you know, up and racing, you know. I've actually taken an hour. I'll wake up 6:30 and I did this morning, I wake up at 6:30, had a coffee. I kind of sat by myself, just let things just sit and digest in my brain, and then I was ready to go. I just kind of just had a nice start at my own pace. I was on my own agenda. I think that's the main thing that I've definitely learned about myself in this time, is the importance of starting the day on your own agenda and not on other people's. I mean, the amount of times you wake up and you're pinged with messages and emails, and you know, probably like you said, something that someone had said to you the night before, which then had got your brain racing, you know. Even in that situation, you're starting on somebody else's agenda, and taking that time. I mean, I literally will make sure that I've done the last couple of days, made sure that my phone's on airplane mode. When I wake up, I will literally make a coffee, sit there, have a shower, have a coffee, and I'll just think about everything that I want to get done. Really, what's important, what's not so important, where I really want my focus to lie that day. Then I'll switch my phone on probably after about 35 minutes. And I'll take a look at the messages that I've probably been, you know, people yelling at me down the WhatsApp, and then I'll deal with it in my own way. And instead of the vice versa, when I would wake up, get my instant coffee, make literally with no water, I'll literally just have it like a shot, smash it. And then look at my phone straight away, and suddenly my heart's racing and my cortisol levels are just like, you know, racing through the air, you know, your stress hormone. And, you know, you've started the day on other people's agendas and you've probably forgotten, and your day has no kind of scope or main focus because you're on other people's focus. It's, do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Completely. And you know, the really interesting thing that I was sort of drawing from what you were saying there was, I've time and time again tried to be thinking, okay, hour before bed, off my phone, and then when I wake up in the morning, don't check my phone. But that was just because I was thinking that's what's a good thing to do. Not because I was thinking to switch off, and then I will actually probably think more rationally about things, give myself time to think about things and come to valid conclusions, rather than waking up, check my phone, boom, we're away. That airplane mode one's a good one. So it's funny, it makes you realise, it makes you almost feel like, how was I being so stupid before? Yeah.
But the problem is, I would like, and this is really what I want to move on to next, is, you know, when all this mayhem is over, you know, I would like to think that I will be able to carry these habits forward. Everyone knows that I kind of go down to my place on the coast for 2 days for a bit of headspace every 6 weeks, and that does a lot for me, but nothing compared to obviously having 3 weeks of a lot of solitude mainly. But it's the environment that you go back into that kind of, you know, like I said, you're in other people's agendas a lot of the time. It's the environment you go back into that really gets, you know, makes everything more frantic. So I'm interested to really see the impact that this is going to have on everybody. I think everyone's banging on about, oh yeah, we're going to go get massively pissed and back in the office is going to be great. I think people will actually go back to work from this being a lot more grounded, being a lot more centered. I think they'll be a lot more relaxed. And I just wonder the impact that it's going to have on business and all that kind of stuff. Do you know what I mean? How do you think you're going to go back into this? And what kind of things do you reckon you'll put into place that will keep this calm?
Yeah. And it's a really good point. And I mean, you'll find this much more with the gym than I do. But the really tough thing is that the whole of our society is structured around that sort of US system of working as hard as you can for as long as you can. I mean, look, what time is your first class at Oxford Circus?
6:05.
So it's, I mean, and this isn't a reflection on you at all, obviously. I mean, this is because this is the way society works. I mean, you have to in some ways clock in with that, otherwise it's not going to work for you. So that sort of getting up early every day, working out early, is something I do for sure. But moving forward, if I'm tired, just stay asleep and then go and do the lunchtime one. Fine. Yeah. If I'm needing to work out that day. Sometimes I wake up feeling sprightly, great. And some days now, like I wake up at 7 and I'll feel great. I've had a good night's sleep. Cool. I'm keen to crack on my day. And some days I wake up and think, I was only doing a workout this morning, but I'm shattered. I'm going to go back to sleep for an hour and a half. Yeah. Which I'm lucky that I can do. Obviously, I mean, with the gym, it's probably a bit more tricky for you to do that. But that's sort of the thing I want to take forward. Just take each day by day, and just be sort of, I suppose, kinder to yourself, really. Yeah. Because if you're feeling a certain way, there's a reason. So just give yourself a break. And not think, for God's sake, I slept till 8:30, I'm lazy, I'm this and that. Think, I slept till 8:30 because I woke up and I was tired, and now I'm not. Great. I'm glad.
so true, man. Yeah, mate, it's such an interesting time. Obviously, I mean, I do, like I said, I wish it wasn't happening to the world, but I think that the ending note on this really is just to be kind of, you've got to try and be grateful for what this time can give us, and, you know, moving forward, what you can take away from it, really. It's going to be such an interesting time when it all comes to an end. But, you know, there's no, the weird thing is, there's no sort of, you know, when it's going to end.
Yeah, so another 3 weeks, and then we'll probably stick another 3 weeks on, and then another 3 weeks after that, I guess.
Exactly, we just don't know. But, thanks for taking time to come and have a chat. I think these quarantine catch-ups are a good idea to kind of, to voice what's going on in our heads, so, you know, people don't feel alone, you know.
Yeah, and thanks very much for having me. I guess my hope is that as many people come out the end of this and think of at least one thing, that's when it started. That's when I started doing that thing. Maybe that's when I started learning Spanish. Maybe that's when I started my side business. Maybe that's when I started redecorating the house. And now look at it, you know. Just try and do one thing that you've got at least an extra 2 hours in a day because you're not commuting. But try and pick up one small thing that makes you think, oh, I really achieved something over that time. Yeah.
Superb. All right, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks for
lovely
coming
to speak
on.
To you.
Oh, lovely yeah, to see you always. Again. I'm sure we'll do it soon.
Yeah, yeah. Right, catch you tomorrow morning.
Cheers. Cheers, buddy. Bye.